And some, no doubt, some goods to survive on for a while. Took them 3 miles southwest of Hillsview and unloaded them and said, Grandpa thought that they had rocks laying at the corner of each quarter of land with a mark on them, and told them, this between here and there is your land. You got to stay in here. So I asked him, well, what should you do then? Well, the first thing they did give him was a wagon and a couple of horses. And they tipped the wagon upside down, the box, and they slept in there for quite a long time. And I said, well, what did you ever start with? Well, they told us it was in the fall of the year, and in South Dakota, you cannot survive the winter without having some place to go into. So I said, what you do? Well, he says they got together, and a guy had an oxen, another guy had a horse, and a guy had a plow, and they plowed sod. And they chopped sod up and start building houses. Now I says, what did the women do? Oh, he says, my God. They get together. They come from different parts of their land there, and they get together. And they prayed and they bawled. They prayed and they cried. That's why. Well, they says, you dumb guys, you can walk back to Russia. There's a way to walk. We just got to find it. And the men said, no. There's no way back. We can never go back. There's no way back. There's the ocean there. So what did you do? I bawled right with him. Day in and day out, I bawled right with him. I said, well, what for water? The first thing they did was dug a well. And one well served quite a few people that had to come there. But before winter come, they had a room that he guessed was like 16 by 12 that they lived in. And there was 5 siblings that lived in there for the winter. And he said what they got, oilcloth for one window, and we were stuck. We knew we could not ever leave here again.